Say you own a farm. You grow fresh vegetables. You can also make your own sausage, and pepperoni might be something you can do with those ingredients, right? Well, across the U.S., farmers have been struggling. Production costs are higher, and what they produce is selling at lower prices. And so some farmers came up with an idea that was not so pie in the sky. Zoe Sullivan reports.
Stony Acres Farm lies off a dirt road in Athens, Wisconsin. Every Friday night, between May and October, the farmyard is transformed as hundreds of people come here to order organic pizza. Two large, wood-fired ovens dominate the outdoor area between the barn and the farm's commercial kitchen. Old picnic tables are scattered across the yard. Sarah Lloyd of the Wisconsin Farmers Union says this is a new way of doing business.
You're just seeing that farms are having difficulty covering their cost of production. The prices that are being paid to them in the market is not enough to cover their costs. One bright spot is you see people venturing into direct markets, and that's a way where they can have more control over their pricing.
Okay, we'll do the pepperoni and then. Do you want one more?
I would just stick with
Brendan
just the
Josh
pepperoni.
Murray okay. are ordering one of the simpler pizzas. All the ingredients, except the cheese, are grown here on this farm. The cheese is made in a neighboring family farm. Even the pepperoni and sausage is from hogs raised at Stony Acres. Kat Becker and Tony Schultz have been selling weekly shares of their produce through a community-supported agriculture program. They also produce honey and supply vegetables to a local school. But pizza is opening a new frontier for their farm.
We're developing some areas that are growing, but our CSA, which has been our backbone, which used to be about 85% of our income, is now a little bit less than 50% of our income.
Becker and Schultz started making pizza in 2012, exploring it as a new way to both connect with consumers and infuse some cash into the farm.
The last couple of weeks, we've been making between 230 and 240 pizzas, but those have been our record nights.
Becker says she's not sure just how many people come here to pizza night every week.
This whole summer, kind of every week, has broken a record. But assuming that people are splitting a pizza three ways, that would be somewhere between like 700 and 800 people on a busy night.
Some of those people come from neighboring Athens and simply order a pizza to go. Others drive from miles away, lingering here over dinner and conversation. It's estimated that there are now a few dozen farms in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa offering pizza nights.
Same then? Same then?
While cutting out the middleman may be the business hook, there's clearly more to it. Sarah Lakewood has been coming to pizza night since it started.
I had never experienced anything like it before. And it got to the point where we were coming every week, and then when we were here for the last night that first summer, I felt like we were going to lose some friends for 6 months.
In the last decade, lots of family farmers have literally given up the farm. Innovations like Pizza Night offer a way to increase their odds of survival while providing a new social space for their customers. For NPR News, I'm Zoe Sullivan.
Friday was pizza day, the best day.